Blog Talk Radio.
Hey y'all, it's Chad Bearden and you're listening to Weekdays with Murph.
I'm trying to remember someone I can't forget. Like a song I don't know that I can't get out of my head. Can't seem to shake the
face of... Hi listeners and welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. Today on the show, we welcome super talented singer-songwriter Brooke MacArthur. We'll talk with Brooke about her career, her music, and anything she's working on that she can talk about. This is going to be fun. And I've been talking to Brooke a little bit off air, folks. She is one of the sweetest people that you probably ever want to meet. So, with all that being said, let's go ahead and welcome the incredibly talented Miss Brooke MacArthur to the show. Hey, Brooke, how are you?
Good. How are you doing? Thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely. Thank you again for doing this today. As I mentioned in the intro, we've been talking a little bit off air for the last like 5 minutes or so, and you were just one of the sweetest people I've probably ever met.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. You're very sweet too. Nice talking to you.
Absolutely. So, before we get into this, and I caught this right off, you are from Canada, aren't you?
I am. Yeah, I'm from Prince Edward Island. So you might not have a small island on the east coast of Canada.
Mm-hmm. And I was saying to you that I've been to Canada like three times in my life, and besides the U.S., it's my favorite country in the world besides the U.S.
Oh, that's good to know. We love it here.
And,
well, most people do it.
and every single person I've met from Canada has just been incredibly gracious, and they treat you like family, you know?
Yeah, I definitely hear that, especially in the Maritimes. Everyone says sorry a lot, and we probably have an accent a little bit different than yours. But, whenever I went to Nashville a couple years ago, everyone was so nice there, too. So maybe it's just a Canada-Nashville thing.
Probably. And I know a lot of Canadian country artists like Runaway Angel, Twin Kennedy, people like that, and I've known them for years, so.
Oh, nice. I don't know if I know them, but I know a couple East Coast musicians and a couple from Calgary as well.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this, jumping into things, talk about how you got into music in the first place.
Yeah, I guess I started singing probably when I was like 6 or 7, at a pretty young age. I just, you know, developed a love for singing. And shortly after that, I started performing at, you know, local competitions and events and festivals and things like that. And I kind of just continued with it until I got older. And I've been singing ever since, really.
Oh, awesome. As I was telling you off air, I don't live very far from Nashville, and I go pretty much every chance I possibly get. And Nashville is like it's my second home at this point.
I'm jealous that you live not too far. I'd love to go there every weekend if I could too.
and considering the fact that I have family that lives probably 15 minutes outside of downtown, I've got a free couch to crash on every time I'm there.
That's unreal.
Which is nice. I mean,
that's,
it saves
really
me a lot
nice
on hotels.
I went there with a couple girls last February, and we stayed at a hotel pretty close to the Broadway downtown, and it was so nice, and the weather was so good too, which made it better than being in Canada in February. But yeah, the music, mm-hmm, the talent on that Broadway street is, I can't get over how amazing everyone is, and It's such a nice place there.
One of my favorite things to do is get in the car and just drive down Broadway with the with the windows down and listen to all the music come out of the bars. That's one of my favorite
things
to do.
That's amazing. I bet. We went on one of those pedal taverns, and it was so fun to just, you know, pedal around town and hear all the music and dance with my friends. Oh, my gosh, I want to do it again because it was so fun.
You know, and I've been going to Nashville so long that I've sort of kind of gotten used to the Broadway scene. So I'm pretty much every time I'm there now, I look for stuff, more local stuff, and
outside of Broadway.
And one of my favorite places to go is the Listening Room. I love that place
Listening
so much.
Room, I've heard of that place. I haven't been yet, but I'm definitely on my bucket list to go there and maybe perform there someday.
You actually, at least once in your life, go to the Listening Room. It's incredible.
Yeah, and I heard the Bluebird Cafe, too, is amazing.
You know, I've never been to the Bluebird, surprisingly enough.
I'm surprised. I feel like you'd love it there, too.
I've never been. I've always wanted to get tickets, but I've never been, which is weird.
It's a little bit smaller, isn't it? I feel like it would be harder to get tickets because it's a smaller venue.
Right. And funny thing is, I've never been to CMA Fest either.
CMA Fest? Is that it? That's in June, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to go there. I've heard it's a great time.
Oh, it is. So, something else I wanted to ask, kind of getting back on track here a little bit. I know you've been performing pretty much since you could talk, basically. So, if you could go back and change one thing about your career to this point, would you, and what would it be?
Oh, that's a tough question. I think, well, when I graduated high school, I decided to go to university, and I pursued a degree in kinesiology, which is totally unrelated to music. And obviously, I enjoyed studying and earning my degree, and, you know, having an education is important as well. But I took a couple of years off of music then, and I kind of regret not really going for it when I could have during those years. But, after I graduated, I really put my focus back into – I'm a teacher, but I'm also doing music as well. So I put my focus into music and songwriting, and I'm just kind of giving it a shot and performing more and writing with artists across Canada, and it's making me really happy, so it's been fun.
Nice. I've been playing guitar myself for probably the last 8 or 9 years. I've taught myself guitar.
Really? That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Did you teach yourself I was going to say, YouTube is really great for teaching yourself. These days, you can find any tutorial, and as long as you put in the work, right, you can learn a lot of new songs.
And that's how I learned, is through YouTube. That's how I learned. And I've gotten to play, the past couple of years, I've gotten to play a local 4th of July gig with a local band. So I've started to play around a little bit myself.
Awesome. What kind of songs, like what artists do you love? And what kind of songs do you like to play?
We could be here all night.
You got lots of favorites.
I'll give you the short version.
Okay.
If you look through my playlist on my phone, I always like to say that my playlist ranges from "Oh my God, you need to hear this" to "Please don't judge me for that one."
Oh, you got a little bit of everything.
Pretty much. I mean, we got a country, rock, a little bit of rap, a little bit of R&B, some blues. I mean, it's all over the map.
Well, that just means you're a real music lover. You love all types of music. There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm such a fan of music, it's not even funny.
That's great. I love other people that love music, too.
And I'm a sucker for a good lyric. I mean, if you give me a good lyric, I'm just like, oh my God, this is the greatest song ever.
I think that's what made me fall in love with country music, especially because, you know, there's so many like stories behind country music. Like, you don't really see that often in other genres.
Right.
I don't know. I find, like, especially a lot of, like, older country songs tell such beautiful stories.
Oh, gosh. One of my favorite, my favorite country song of all time, and it's a little newer-ish, it's Anything But Mine from Kenny Chesney. I absolutely love that song.
I watched Kenny perform a couple times at a Cavendish Beach Music Festival here in PEI.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty big country music festival. We get quite a lot of good acts that come here every summer, but it's something we look forward to for sure. And Kenny was here a couple summers ago.
Awesome. I saw Eric Church perform back about 5 years ago at Nissan Stadium in Nashville. Best concert ever.
I bet.
Absolute best concert ever.
This man played
about 4 hours. It was incredible.
Wow. And I think what's awesome about Eric is that he can just stand there with, you know, his shades on and one guitar and blow everyone out of the park. The way his, you know, he can sing such, he has such a powerful voice, and his songs, everyone just knows the words to them, and it's a great time.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And a couple of times, I almost lost my composure and cried a couple of times. I'm not going to lie to you.
Nothing wrong with that. You know, when you're in the front row, it's hard not to.
It was amazing. But I'm getting off on a tangent here. So reel it back in, Murph. Reel it back in. Okay. So I know you said you're a teacher by day, at your day job, but if you weren't in the music industry at all, what would you be doing?
If I wasn't in the music, well, the thing is, I'm teaching English, which is unrelated to music, but the reason why I chose English was because I fell in love with the songwriting process and using poetry and lyrics, and teaching English incorporates a lot of that. So not only teaching English, but I incorporate a little bit of music into my teaching as well. If I wasn't doing, teaching and music, I don't know. I think I would love to open a business of some sort. Like, I don't know. Owning something would be cool.
Nice. And I think, too, going back to the fact that I'm such a music lover, is the fact that I'm also such a lover of the English language.
Mm-hmm.
I love the English language a lot. I'm such a grammar nerd that it's not even funny.
That's funny. Right now we're teaching, I'm a student teacher, so we're teaching all about themes and themes of love and heartbreak. And, you know, all of those themes play a part in a lot of songs. So it's kind of interesting to teach the students, you know, to look for those themes, not only in stories and songs you hear on the radio every day.
Right. That goes hand in hand with it. I mean,
for sure.
That's pretty cool. Okay. So, I'm going to get pretty deep with you here a second, okay?
Okay.
When everything is said and done with your career 30, 40 years down the road, or whenever that might be, what impact or legacy would you like to leave on the music industry?
Ooh, that's a really good question. I think I would just love if my music helped people in a way, you know? Like, I think my biggest goal in making music right now is to make songs that, you know, young girls can relate to and that can help them get through anything, really, if it's a breakup or, you know, I love to write songs that are based off my own experience, but also thinking about my friends' relationships and things like that. So I'm okay at, like, kind of writing about my friends' feelings and, you know, describing certain emotions and things like that. So I hope I can, you know, leave songs that people can relate to and that can help them through tough times and things like that.
Awesome. And the reason I asked that question is I've been doing this podcast now, this is going on 11 years.
Yeah.
And I've covered country music 9 of those 11 years.
Amazing.
And I've gotten to the point where I don't care about success. I don't care about, you know, fame and all that stuff. I just don't care about that anymore.
No.
I've done this so long.
It's about what's making you happy, the process of doing it, right?
Exactly. And I've done this so long that I feel like I owe it to the next generation of hosts and podcasters coming up to reach out to them and let them know, hey, I'm here for you. You know, if I can give you any advice on my experiences or whatever,
yeah,
I got you. Right, you know,
that's awesome. For you, for being in this podcast, you know, business for so long, like, I feel like it's so up and coming too, like the podcast industry. It's great that you have so much experience in it.
Oh, I remember when I first got into podcasting, there was a very, very small group of us. I mean, we're talking seven or eight podcasters that I knew of. Now, probably within the last 5 to 7 years, it's absolutely just the industry has exploded.
Yeah, I bet. It seems like it.
It's crazy, and I'm always on the lookout for a brand new host because like I said, I feel like I've been at this so long that I owe it to the other hosts to be there for them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That's very nice of you.
Okay. So let me ask you this. Being in the industry as long as you have, what is the biggest lesson the music industry has taught you?
The industry has taught me? I'm trying to think of that. Yeah, I haven't been in the industry for that long. I've obviously been singing and, you know, performing for as long as I can remember. But, you know, the whole releasing music and performing my original music in public is fairly new to me. So I don't know all the ins and outs of the music industry, but I know there's a lot of great people and I'm learning every day from them. And, you know, it's you definitely don't want to treat it as competition. You want to, the more people you meet, the more connections you make, and that's what makes me happy, is like meeting people and like collaborating and just improving every day, which is, it's pretty fun to do that.
I totally agree. And, mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of listening to, other podcasts outside of the music industry. So that way I can take some of what they do and incorporate mm-hmm. it into my own way and incorporate it into this podcast.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay. So let me ask you this. I know we're big into the social media age right now. Social media is literally mm-hmm. everywhere you look. So how has social media affected your music career thus far?
It's been great to, you know, promote any gigs that I have coming up, or even like I said earlier, like collaborating with other artists. It's so easy to just, you know, send out a message to someone that you really enjoy their music, and in 2 seconds you can get on Zoom and, you know, write a song together, or you can showcase your music in so many different ways. With like TikTok too has blown up. You can post so many original songs and covers, and build connections with your fans as well. You know, interacting back and forth, so great as well. You know, because back in the day, you know, how would you know who was listening to your music? You'd probably give out CDs, but you wouldn't know like who's your fans, or you know what fans would relate to your music and things like that.
Right. And speaking of Zoom, back a couple of years ago when the world shut down due to COVID, it seemed like Zoom, Instagram Live, and Facebook Live were everywhere.
I know. It was crazy.
It was absolutely nuts. I remember probably 3 months into it first happening, I'd go on Instagram and there'd be like 20 lives. I'm like, okay,
oh
what's
goodness.
Happening right
yeah.
now?
Like even your Instagram stories, all it would be was lives. And yeah, it was crazy when you think about it.
Yeah, but it's like, what is happening right now, people?
Yeah, overwhelming. The amount of people that were just posting, even I found like people were releasing a lot more music too because people weren't touring either. So there was a lot of
music
on Spotify and iTunes and whatnot.
And I'll tell you something else too. I don't know about other genres, but specifically the country music genre, they pivoted pretty quick to all the lives. They pivoted pretty quick.
Yeah.
Like I remember, there'd be like a major stars like Keith Urban would do a Facebook Live. Thomas Rhett would do a Facebook Live. You know.
Him and Nicole
you know it was.
On.
Yes, I remember that, and she'd be dancing in the background. That was so awesome.
Yeah, pretty cool. Everyone was on their phones back then, so you had a lot of things you could look at, a lot of videos.
Right, absolutely, and I'm glad we're getting out of that now. But I still have friends that songwrite over Zoom sometimes. Still,
really. Yeah, I bet. Well, it's still convenient for people that live across the country, right?
Right.
It was funny because whenever the pandemic was happening, Cavendish Beach Festival would go on every summer, right? But in 2020, there was no festival. So we did a drive-in concert, and I was able to go up and perform with a band, but everyone was in their cars. So when you would finish a song, they'd start honking. And it was so funny. When you look back on it, they weren't even allowed to, you know, leave their car and go in another car. They had to stay put, which is so ridiculous when you think about it now. But
that is awesome, though. That's awesome.
I was like, I hope they like this next song. We're not sure, but we're going to go for it.
Give it a try and see what happens, you know?
Yeah. Got to do whatever it takes to be out there and perform.
Absolutely. So, so let me ask you this, and I think we've probably got a couple more questions for you. Then we're gonna let you go and let you get back to your evening. But what is your favorite place to play?
Favorite place to play? I just performed at the East Link Center, which is like a big rink in PEI in Charlottetown last weekend. It was, I don't know if you know who Brett Kissel is. He's really popular in Canada.
I do.
But he played an amazing show, and I was able to open up for him with a Brad Milligan band. They're a local PEI band, and we sang some, it was supposed to be a rock concert with Gloria Sons coming, but Brett Kissel was able to fill in for them, and it was actually a show for all healthcare workers, and we're kind of giving back to them. So it was a free, sold-out concert in this big rink, and I was able to get up on stage, and that was probably one of the coolest I've had recently on stage.
That is awesome. You know, and probably because I'm such a creative person myself, I love being on stage. I mean, whether I'm at a karaoke bar, whether I'm playing with a live band, I love the stage, you know.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's a pretty exciting being up there. It's a lot of nerves, but once you get past the nerves, it's so much fun.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I cannot wait till summertime rolls around again. When I can finally get back out there. I've got a couple of things lined up as far as playing out, but yeah.
Playing guitar? You're going to be playing guitar out there?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Playing with a live band, hopefully, if they play this year. And
do you sing as well or just play guitar?
I'll try to sing.
Yeah?
I'll put it that way.
Great.
And then I've got another friend of mine that's invited me out to play with her and her band anytime. So So I'm looking forward to all that.
Well, maybe I'll see you in Nashville next time I come, and I'll have to catch one of your performances.
Oh, man, that would be great. Last thing I wanted to ask you is I know you just released your new single, which is great, by the way.
Thank you.
I checked it out, and it's just great. What's coming up for you next?
What's coming up next is I'm hoping to, promote the song a little bit more by playing it live at a couple different venues. And then I'm hoping to release another single, actually, in the spring, and I'm excited about that one. It's another original song. It's a little bit slower, but it's pretty meaningful.
Awesome. So this has been so much fun,
This is so fun. Thank you for having me here.
Absolutely. And I've got to be honest with you. I've not had this much fun on the podcast in a while.
Oh, really? Oh, that's so sweet. I've never been on a podcast. This is pretty new to me, being on a podcast.
Well, thank you for doing this as your first one.
Yeah, well, it's a great first one.
Absolutely. So, is there anything that we haven't talked about today that you'd like to discuss?
Oh, I think that was great. We talked about our music, and that was kind of a new song that came out, and hoping to release another one here in a few months, and hoping to get back to Nashville here soon to do some more writing with others and perform there someday is kind of the next step.
Oh, me and you both on that Nashville thing. I mean, the last time I was in Nashville was in October, and I was at the Grand Ole Opry. I was nominated for an award at the Opry.
Wow.
A local award show nominated me, and we didn't win, but hey, that's perfectly fine.
Nominated is amazing. Good for you.
Yeah, and nominations are actually open right now for the awards coming up again this October. So I'm
can I vote for you?
I'm crossing my fingers for another nomination. And the nominations are actually decided by a panel of industry experts.
That's so awesome.
That's even better. That's even more cool. I need another Nashville trip myself. Like you said, I need another trip.
I think everyone does. People that haven't been to Nashville, I'm always hyping it up. Whenever people ask about where they should go during March break or anything, I'm always like, you got to go to Nashville. If you haven't been there yet, you got to go at some point.
And this is weird. Every time I come back from Nashville, there for a couple of days, I'm like, man, I wish I was back in Nashville.
Yeah, same here.
It never fails. I mean, for at least 2 days, I'm just like, dang, I wish I was back.
Yeah, sadness. You're up so high, and then you got to go back to reality.
Absolutely. Well, hey, listen, before I let you go, I just wanted to say that if there's ever anything that I can do for you, I don't care what it is, you know where to find me.
Okay, thank you so much.
Absolutely, and you're always more than welcome back on the show anytime.
Sounds good. Good luck with the rest of your podcast. I'll be tuning in for your next episode.
Awesome. So I think we're going to let you go and let you get back to your evening. But this has been so much fun. Thank you again for doing this.
Well, thank you. Have a good rest of the night.
All right, I'll talk to you later, Brooke, okay?
Bye-bye.
All right, bye. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Brooke MacArthur. Okay. So I'm working on something for next Tuesday, but I can go ahead and say that Wednesday, February 15th, for the first time in a long time, we welcome back our lovely friend Ashley Taylor to the show. So I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.